What then does this imply? Do not practice abstinence, he says, if the husband doesn't agree, nor the husband without the wife's consent. Why is this so? Because significant problems come from this sort of abstinence, for adulteries, fornications, and the destruction of families have often arisen from this. For if men commit fornication even when they have their own wives, they are more likely to do so if you deny them of this comfort. And rightly does he say, do not deny, denial here and debt earlier, to emphasize the seriousness of the right of power in question. For practicing abstinence against the will of the other is denying, but not when it's with the other's consent, just as I wouldn't consider myself denied if you take something of mine after persuading me. Denial only occurs when someone takes something against another's will, and by force, a situation which many women create, committing sin rather than righteousness, and thereby becoming responsible for their husband's uncleanliness and dividing everything. They should value unity above everything else, since this is more crucial than all else.